Hey guys, in this tutorial I'm going to show you how to make a photo flow out of a camera, like you can see here. And we're just going to start by going to File, New, and making a image of the size 640 by 480 and click OK. There we've got our new image. And I'm going to make a nice gradient background by going to my Blend tool and set the foreground color to a nice color blue, but you can use any color you like. And I'm using 5176BA. Click OK. And the background color is black. And then go to your gradient foreground to background. And the shape is set to radial. And then I'm just going to stroke from the middle to the side. Like this. And now I've got a nice background. And now I'm going to put my camera image in here, and I've got it on my desktop, and I can just click and drag it in like this. And if you're on a Mac, this might not work. What you can do is go to File and Open as Layers. So the first thing I'm going to do is go to my Rotate tool in my toolbox. I'm going to rotate this camera a bit so it's facing upwards, something like this, and then click Rotate. And now I'm going to go to my Perspective tool in my toolbox and click on my camera. And what I'm going to do now is lower the opacity of the camera layer to 0. Because when you use your perspective tool and you don't lower the opacity to 0, you will see the original camera image below it. And that's a bit distracting. So that's why I just put it to 0 here. And now I'm going to change the perspective. I'm going to make my to something facing upward a little bit more. Let's see how this works. It's a bit more, just how you like it, really. And I like this, so I'm going to click Transform. And now you can't see it because the opacity is 0, so I'm going to move this all the way up to 100 again. Then go to my Move tool and move this to the corner. And then go to my Scale tool. Click on my image and make sure that these links are ticked. And I'm going to scale from the corner. You always need to scale it from the corner, never from the middle bits. Because then the aspect ratio won't be okay again. It won't still be okay. So scale from the corner. As you can see, the original image is still behind here. And that's what's happened to the perspective tool as well. And that's why I made it opacity 0 earlier. So anyway, I think this is small enough here. So I'm going to click scale. And there we go. And again, with my move tool, move this to the corner where I want it to. So now it's time to open the photo layer. And again, I'm going to just drag this from my desktop into the image. And there we've got a new layer in my layer dialog, as you can see here. And what I'm going to do now is again use the perspective tool to make this in flowing motion. Click on this. And again, I'm going to make the opacity of the layer 0. So it won't be in the way. And now just move this and this to where you want it to flow out of the camera. Maybe a little bit more like this. So something like this is fine. And click Transform. And there we go. And as you can see now, there's nothing visible. And that's because the opacity is still at 0. So back to 100 and we can see what we're doing. On this photo layer, I'm going to go to Layer, Layer Boundary Size, and make sure these links are ticked, linked, and then move this up. And then click Center, so it's nicely in the middle, and click on Resize. And now the layer is bigger, you can't see it now, but you can see it when I'm going to use the iWarp filter. Go to Filters, Distorts, iWarp. And in iWarp, I'm going to set the Reform Mode to Move and the Deform Radius to 63. Now I'm going to make this image bigger so you get a bigger preview. And what you can see here is that there is room around the image. And that's what we've just created by enlarging the layer boundary. So what I'm going to do is click on Reset. And then this will be a sharp image again. And now I'm going to move this to the side a bit so I can see what I'm doing in comparison to the original image. And I'm going to move this like this. It flows out of the camera. And I'll make this a bit round to the middle. And then move this. And then make a big dent in here. So you get this flowing motion and feeling to it. And here as well, and this, move this out a bit, this in, and in here a little bit, and here a little bit. And I think this needs a little bit more. It's always a bit of a guess. So, what I'm going to do now is, in here, click OK, and see what the end result is. And that's actually pretty good. So I'm going to leave it at this, but as you can see, this doesn't really look good with the lens and this just coming out of that. It needs to be a bit transparent, this bit. So what I'm going to do is go to my photo layer, right click on it, and click Add Layer Mask. And choose White Full Opacity and click Add. And now I'm going to make my foreground and background color back to default again by clicking on this icon here. It's black and white. Go to your Blend Tool. And the shape is still set to radial, and that's just great. It works. And make sure you're on your layer mask by clicking on it once. And then just stroke like this. And let's see what looks better. This, nah, bit too much. Usually it takes a few times. This looks pretty good already. But I'm going to make it look a little bit better. Make these edges a little softer. So the transparency looks a little bit better by going to my Paintbrush tool. I'm going to set the opacity to about 25%. I'm using a Fuzzy Brush Circle 17 scale, a little bit more than that. Let's see. Something about 5, and then just carefully click here a few times. So it gets a little bit more transparent and the edges are a little bit less visible. And I like this. This looks pretty good. So now I'm going to go back to my layer dialog, right click on the layer mask and click Apply Layer Mask. And now all it needs are some finishing touches. So what I'm going to do first is on my photo layer, go to Filters, Enhance, Sharpen. And I'm going to sharpen this. Let's see, I'm going to make this rock here, this bit, a nice focal point. And I'm going to sharpen it by about 43 is fine. Click OK, and that just looks a little bit better, a bit crisper, so that's nicer. And I'm gonna apply a drop shadow. First of all, on my camera layer, go to Filters, Light and Shadow, Drop Shadow, and use the default settings of 8.8.15. Make sure Allow Resizing is not ticked, and click OK. And now on the photo layer, we're gonna make the same drop shadow, but we've got a little bit of a problem here with the transparent area. So the way we are gonna solve this is by going right clicking on the photo layer and then click alpha to selection, and now you can see that the transparent bit is not selected. And now we're gonna make a drop shadow, and everything that's inside the selection won't have the drop shadow. It will only be here on the outside, drop shadow. So all I need to do is go to Filters, Repeat Drop Shadow, and this will apply a drop shadow here on the sides. As you can see in the layer of the drop shadow, it's just on the sides. So that solves that there won't be a drop shadow underneath the transparent bit. So all I need to do is go to Select None, and the image is done. And I hope you enjoyed my video, and if you did, then maybe you'd like to watch my other videos and subscribe. And thank you for watching!